Nicole Ritter is the founder and CEO of PAM, a New Zealand high-tech awards Māori company of the year finalist. And thank you for joining us on the program. PAM stands for Personal Administrative Manager. Just did a big introduction for you, Nicole, but we didn't have you on the line, so I think our peeps have got a handle on it. It sounds really cool, though, Nicole. My name's Dale. Thank you for joining us on Radio Wātea. Congratulations, being a finalist on the High Tech Awards. So,
well, a double finalist, actually, which is a pretty mean feat for how young our business is.
Well, and of course, you know, this is a PAM I like more than what you get in Pack and Save. But anyway, that's another story. how did it come to be? Tell us about the journey to creating it.
Well, just like any mama, I was, you know, had a couple of kids and I had a job, and I hit breaking point. I ended up actually having a massive panic attack. And after I came out of it, I wrote a massive list of all the things that were stressing me out. Surprisingly, my husband and my actual children weren't at the top of the list. The main things were all the admin surrounding it, you know, keeping track of who's got swimming on what day and making sure they got their togs in their bags and forgetting to, you know, like forgetting to take it to put buy a gift for someone's birthday and having to rush out to the shops 5 minutes before you drop someone for a birthday party. And all those little things were adding up to me going to dropping balls and to feeling like I had to spend every night scrolling through 25-page long school newsletters. So I thought, there's got to be a system. There's got to be something. There was nothing. So I decided, you know, I'm not technical, but I'll give this a crack, and started making something.
Look, I'm a granddad, and so we dash from pillar to post, dropping the muckles off. I can just imagine what the family are like, kids getting to school, and all the appointment details that need to be factored into everyday life. I mean, it can be overwhelming. You don't want to miss things out as well. So how easy is it to work, and how popular has it been now that you've launched it?
Yeah, so I knew it was a big problem for me, and the more I talked to people, the more I found out it was a big problem for many, many people. And so, we've had 33,000 downloads. We've hit number one in the App Store a couple of times, which is very cool. And a quarter of our users have reduced their like mental stress and load by like 70% to 90%. So people come up to me at like soccer fields and hug me, or in the supermarket, or at events. Like it's really making an impact on people's lives, which is super, super, super cool. And I think the reason why it's kind of, you know, compared to, like, you know, you could use a Google Calendar to keep track of what's going on, and you could do a number of other things. But what PAM does is PAM literally becomes your second brain, and it's so easy to use. I was like, we need to imagine that this is a parent who's sitting on a couch at 9 o'clock at night after a big day of work, finally got the kids to sleep, finally put their feet up, and then a school newsletter arrives and then use it in their inbox, and you're exhausted. And so the whole thing is that you just forward everything to PAM, or you can literally talk to PAM with voice and just unload everything that's going on in your life. And you go, yep, got it. I've just turned it into a whole lot of events. I've also thought of some tasks you probably need to do to keep on top of that, like you've got a birthday party in 2 weeks. I'm just going to remind you when to RSVP, and I'm going to remind you when to buy a gift. And so that's the bit that's really great for, you know, like really busy, overwhelmed, particularly mums. But then the most important part for me is all about whānau. It's going, connect, you know, so you've got your mokos and you support, you know, your kids and your grandkids, but you probably have your child reminding you of, oh, yeah, you've got to be here and you've got to pick up this and make sure you have the hair type and gymnastics and da-da-da. And I didn't want to project manage my mum or my husband or my kids, you know. And so the whole thing is PAM becomes a central point of information. So everything you need to know as extended whānau is in PAM, so you know what you're doing and all the details. But you can also you can see the gaps when you can offer help. You'd be like, oh, look, I can see you've got a really busy week on. Why don't I take them to football this week? You know, like it's all about connection and us feeling interconnected again. And the next phase, which I'm like, this whole journey's been about for me, is about moving to like villages. So I want to have interconnected households. So you can like, so it's back to like how we used to live hundreds of years ago. And it's all about the wider whānau connected, and you can actually support each other, and you know, you can see when things are going on, and you can do carpooling, and it's all just done, and PAM preemptively thinks about it for you. Goes, oh, you and these three kids are all going to that party next week. Would you guys like me to preemptively book carpooling for you so you're not all driving across town? You know, like just being connected and supporting each other and making it really easy through technology as opposed to technology pulling us further apart.
Well, I just think it's fantastic, and I mean, I hardly know how to use my phone, to be honest, but my son uses Google Calendar.
So, look, my mum is like the boomer, so boomery, like cannot figure out how to use any technology. Like she put her dog's, you know how dogs get those collars when they get injured from the vet, those like big cones of shame? She put on her dog backwards. We had to explain to her that the dog couldn't walk. Like she is not technical or processy, and she's nailed it, you know? Like if my mum can use it, and anyone can use Pam. The whole point is you don't have to think. You don't have to, like, figure out how to use it. It takes 2 seconds, like 2 minutes to set up.
How do you make a buck on it?
So what we've done is we have a free version because I think everyone deserves to have less mental load. And then we have a paid version. And the paid version is if you want to, like, hook up your Google Calendar and you want to hook up your Apple Calendar and you want to, like, have all kind of the extra bells and whistles. And we only need, like, 10% of people to move up to that paid version. And it covers the cost for everyone else. So for me, it was really important to have a free version and to find a business model that works to be able to make some money, to grow the business, and then to be able to support people who can't afford it as well.
Tēnā koe. Nicole Retta is with us, founder and CEO of PAM. It's wonderful to have a wahine who firstly identified the problem, but I guess, you know, mums and dads all across the land have been juggling this sort of stuff for so very long. Good on you for having the foresight and tenacity to actually do something about it. You've spoken about Kaupapa Māori and Māori Connection. How does that philosophy shape the way that PAM was built and is being used, Nicole?
So for me, it was all about the sort of Te Ao Māori focus on connectivity within the whānau and actually that we're all stronger together and sharing the load was really important for me. And so I think that what's happened is we've all, like, you know, in the last 100 years, we've moved into, a lot of us, into this nuclear family dynamic, which does not work. Like, we're isolated. Like, everyone's individually drowning. But if we all linked arms, we could, you know, like, we can rise to the top. So the idea is connecting whānau to be able to support mama and dada, you know, like, in the household. And then also, so you can support back. So, you know, as we have aging parents, there's support going both ways, and, you know, you can manage and help each other. And in the wider village aspect, like, it's really important to me that we actually have these windows into each other's lives, because often the person who's the most important in your life, you don't know they're going under, because we're quite separated now. And so the idea is using technology to take us back to that kind of, like, you know, you're in the marae and you can see who needs support. And then the whole, you know, the way that the product's built and the way that we design, like, the logo is like weaving. It's showing the different people and how when you weave together, you become interconnected and stronger. So for me, it's going, how can we actually go back to old school values, but with technology? You know, like, take me back 200 years ago when my mum lived like, you know, next door and my sister was across the fence and we all knew what was going on, but let's do it with technology.
Well, I wish you well. When are the High Tech Awards, sis? Have they been?
Pardon?
When are these?
I'm half dressed. My bag's half packed. I'm going to be on a plane in half an hour.
Yeah, because it's tonight or something.
The High Tech Awards is tonight.
Wow.
Cool. Yeah. It's real cool. It's terrifying.
No. Listen, just stand proud. This is a neat kaupapa. I'm hopeful for you, but either way, you know, appreciative of the thinking that's gone behind the app. And e homa, it's Pam. You've met Nicole. If you think that this can help you, you know, get on the bus, go for a ride with her. Lovely to meet you, Nicole.
Thank you. The only other thing I'd like to say is that I used to feel really uncomfortable applying for Māori awards and grants and things. But I don't know why I did, but then someone said to me, if you don't do that, these things go away. And actually, representation matters. So I just want anyone listening to know I'm a mum who's working from a caravan with two young kids, and if I can do it, you can do it. You just need to put one foot in front of the other and ask people for help, because people are there and they want to support you.
Good on you, Nicole. Beautiful to have a cordial. We'll have another chat when you pick up that award tonight. Ngā mihi, and thank you.
Kia ora, ka kite.
Ka kite. Lovely, eh? Beautiful.